I am your Savior. I am your Deliverer. I am your peace. I am your joy. I am your access unto God. I am your redemption. I am your hope in this world. And I would like you to tell me, what is it about me that you don't like that causes you to not want to worship me? What have I done to offend you? I have made available to you the peace that passes all understanding. This is a peace that has nothing to do with your soul or originating from your soul. It is a peace that is supernatural, that comes out of your born-again spirit. I have given to you access to joy unspeakable and full of glory. By my stripes, you were healed. Again, I ask you, what have I done that has disappointed you? What have I done that has misled you? What have I done that would cause you to not worship me? For there are those of you, even in this room, your worship is far less than what it should be. There are some of you in this room, you've barely uttered a word of praise unto me. I'm not angry with you, but I'm saddened for you. You simply have not accepted what you have heard taught concerning fellowship with me through worship. And I want you to know that until you mortify your pride, until you cast down the imaginations that exalt themselves above me, until you bring your flesh under the authority of your spirit and begin worshiping me, you will never even come close to overcoming a lot of the inner turmoil that you have been experiencing in your life. I am your answer. But so many of you do not accept this. Some of you, you really don't believe it. You believe that if you eat a hamburger, it will taste good. You believe that if you eat a salad, it will taste good. If you eat a dessert, it will taste good. And so therefore, that's why you eat those things. You believe that if you watch a certain program on television, that it will give you some degree of pleasure or enjoyment. And so you watch that TV show or that movie. You listen to certain songs because you believe that those songs will be enjoyable to you. But yet, I offer you far more than any food, any song, any TV program or movie could give you. I offer far more than that. If you would worship me and get over yourself, you would begin to experience what you have been missing in your life. I am your answer. For some of you seeking for direction and clarity and wondering what to do, if you would worship me, it would be easier for me to reveal unto you the direction you are to take. Some of you are wondering, how can I be a good parent? What do I do? You need to worship me more to get better understanding of parenting. Doesn't the Bible say that God is your Father? Yes, it does. Do you see Him as a failure as a father? Or do you see Him as the perfect example of a father? This means that when it comes to parenting, God knows. Why will you not let Him give this to you? I am your access to the throne of grace, and you have been invited. Welcome. The door is open. Again, I ask you, how have I hurt your feelings? How have I let you down? What have I done that has caused you to not want to worship me? I again encourage you, trust by faith all of the wonderful things you have heard about praise and worship. Take a step of faith and begin to do this. And it will initiate a process of renewal, revival, cleansing, restructuring, and growth in me. If you do this, you'll get answers. You will experience change. But until then, you should not expect everything you're hoping for, because for some reason, you are refusing, by your choice, not to worship me. Your emotions must be brought into submission to you. I will not do it for you. If you will do these things, you will know me like you have never known me. I am willing to fellowship with you, and I am willing to reveal myself unto you in greater measure, more than ever before. But you absolutely must take control of yourself and begin worshiping me. I am your answer, says the Lord.